How to make an impact with your opening, part 2. Every second, a slice of rainforest the size of a football field is mowed down. That's more than 31 million football fields of rainforest each year. And if things continue like this, there won't be much left by 2030. So what can we do? What should we do? What must we do? The answer is simple. We have to.
Since 1989, 303 convicted prisoners have been exonerated by DNA evidence. 18 of them were on death row. 25% had confessed to crimes they'd never committed. And a staggering 33% of them were executed, despite the fact that they were innocent. That's shocking. But what's worse is that...
It's commonly held advice that you should buy low and sell high. But I think that's wrong. Why? Because buying low typically involves getting stock that's going in the opposite direction, down, as opposed to the most desired direction, up. Now, in today's talk, I'll be showing you what you can do.
Let me start with a question. Put up your hands if you've had any money worries in the past few months. Put up your hands. Quite a few, I can see. You know, feelings of concern about money can play a major part in many people's lives. And in many cases, it can ruin your life. Well, in today's talk, I'll be showing you how to live your life without worry. I'll be showing you how to eliminate these feelings of anxiety and how to ensure that you...
How many of you have heard the story of Pierre Stendoli? Not many. In fact, I hadn't even heard of him until a couple of days ago. His story is fascinating, and it's one that everyone should be familiar with. Pierre was born into an impoverished family in New York in 1914. His mother worked in a factory, and his father was an unemployed alcoholic. The family rarely had enough money for food, but that didn't stop young Pierre from dreaming of better things. At the age of 12, he left school and found work in...
You know, a few minutes ago I was just talking to your president, Gene Goldsmith, who's sitting just over there. And he was telling me about the situation that you're facing right now in your business. How the industry is changing so fast that it's hard to keep up. How you're having to adapt to changes on a daily basis. And how, at times, it feels like you're having the carpet pulled from under your feet. Well, it needn't be like that. In this talk, I'll be showing you...
You know, I've spent many hours studying your industry, and I've spoken to several people in your business. In fact, I once worked in your industry for several years when I was a young man, so I know what you're facing. I know how you feel when the client changes their mind. I've been there. I know what it's like when you have to go back to a client to renegotiate the whole deal. And I know that terrible feeling you get when the sale falls through. And that's why I'm well placed to tell you all about...